just this, just sitting. No need for anything else. And yet, for most of us, more is needed. If I say it, there are only two things needed to practice, two things needed to nurture and support us to be who we are. Actually, only one, with which we all are endowed, which is our life, which is experiencing. Experiencing this moment. Nothing else needed. Speaking this way, even not necessary, but because beings suffer, because we and others suffer, it's necessary. And yet, though I say nothing else needed, there is a second thing needed, the ability and the willingness to notice thought, notice emotion thought, especially when those emotion thought beliefs entangle and blind us to this moment, to this experiencing. Experiencing is experiencing this moment, our life. Our life death, this ongoing changing, which we call life. To use an analogy, it's just as the sky, which always includes changing of clouds, all sorts of clouds, all sorts of shadings of light and darkness, all shades of this sky moment. Experiencing this as is our ongoing life moment, the capacity we all are, the capacity we all have. Each of us has, is this. Dogen Zenji states, Buddha way studying is studying self. Studying self is forgetting self. This studying self is noticing self, noticing thought. Noticing thought and labeling thought, labeling emotion thought. That's this self-studying. And this self-studying, this noticing, very simple, is the opportunity of entering, if we call it that, it being this bodily experiencing. In fact, forgetting self is being experiencing bodily this universe experiencing. And of itself is the awakening as this myriad dharmas manifesting right here as this life. Even grasping clouds that appear as this life moment, as this experiencing, including any and all the various aspects of being alive, which includes thoughts, feelings, and so forth, all this is what we are. except, unfortunately, at times this becomes believed thoughts, believed emotions, believed basis for dissatisfactions and worse. And we all know this. If and when we hold on to or entangle in complaints or rage about them, all sorts of believed about thoughts about this, about that, about me, about others, about the universe, about what should and shouldn't in particular aspects and facets of it, we create troubles. It is especially difficult and especially necessary to notice the thoughts when we believe fear, anger, greed, delusions of all sorts. To notice this is our wonderful opportunity. To notice when we attempt to make things of the thoughts, the emotions, the reactions, to change them, whether they're so-called mine or so-called that of others. Or even if we search for ways to make them be other, or to go search for them when it's not the way we want it, or when things disappear, so to speak, when we add on, I like this, I don't like it. When we are really believing raging angers and fears, greed and more. We attempt to hold on to all sorts of clouds. We can't hold on to them or direct them, just as we can't hold on to constantly forming and dissipating clouds and wisps in the air. And yet, we believe that we should be able to hold on to them, direct them, force them. So, we trouble ourselves and others about all sorts of arising and passing. Then we bind ourselves with what you could say is invisible chains. We shut our eyes in the daytime and complain. And then we complain about darkness at midnight. Because this is our life, this moment, this experiencing, therefore noticing thoughts, noticing emotions, and being experiencing is what nurtures this Buddha life we are. This right here experiencing. This gives us the opportunity of tasting, savoring, awakening as this Buddha life. So, practice is ongoing noticing of this misdirection. When the thoughts, feelings, about are our main focus of our life energy. When we miss, refuse, and even reject experiencing this moment. So, noticing is the opportunity of experiencing, of opening to this bodily experiencing, this here now, experiencing, experiencing, experiencing. Any thought, emotion arising is just a piece and opportunity of noticing so as, if necessary, as necessary to let go into being this that we always are. So Joko has a nice paragraph that I thought I'd close with. Joko says, see, the point of practice is to face the truth of your life at every moment. When you do that, in a way, there's nothing that can go wrong. See what I mean? Because it is the truth. Something frightens you or makes you feel bad, that's the truth of the moment. When it comes up, what does it feel like in my body? And try to let the thoughts go and just feel it. Thank you.